So if you want Krishna and Balaram here, they appear this way. So Prabhupada explained that God is not stone or wood, but he can appear as stone or as wood. He does this because he says, you people are rascals. You cannot see spirit because we have misused our senses for sense gratification. Now we cannot perceive spirit. All we can see is stone or wood. But Krishna says, but just to be nice, I will appear as stone or as wood. And this way, I'll be available to you. You can bathe me. You can dress me. You can feed me. You can see me. I'll reciprocate you with you in these forms as much as I reciprocate with anybody in Goloka Vrindavan, depending upon your conviction. If you think I'm a statue, I'll be a statue. If there's no love, that's how I'll be. But if you understand that I'm actually here and treat me like Krishna and Balaram, like I am, then I'll also be there for you. He said, I will be there for you. So in this way, he's, and we should notice in the deity that Krishna comes in a way that appears to be somewhat helpless. He can't go fix his own meals. He can't dress himself. He's dependent upon us for everything. So we have to take care of him very, very nicely. So now we are asking him to come, and so we are now starting this relationship, and this relationship will go on now for forever. There's no end to this relationship. So that's the meaning of the Lord's appearance. So I would like this whole ceremony to be accomplished by very enthusiastic chanting. We are inviting the Lord to come. When we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we're asking the Lord to engage us in the service. Please come here so we can serve you in this way. So we should be expressing our heartfelt desire to have the Lord appear and be manifest for us so that we will actually be able to receive all of his blessings. Prabhupada described the temples where the deities installed as, he compared them to embassies. You know, like, where, say, for example, there's an Indian embassy in Washington, D.C. Legally speaking, that, by international law, that piece of ground, somewhere there, DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C., that piece of ground is legally India. Even though it's in the middle of America, it's actually India. Should you commit some crime in the Indian embassy, you'll not be tried in this country. You'll be tried in India. Because the laws of India are there. So here in the temple, this is actually, Krishna and Balaram are here where they come. They never leave Vrindavan, so that means Vrindavan is here. So this is actually also an embassy of Goloka Vrindavan. Now it's possible for you to be here and not notice. Even when Krishna was present on this earth, many people didn't recognize. But if we follow the orders given to us by Srila Prabhupada, And worship the deities with feeling and with love, as nicely as we can, not treating them like, oh, this is some statue, it doesn't matter if the food isn't nice, or if we treat them nicely, then we will actually see them. So now, we're going to do this Agnihotra Yojana for our purification. This is the sanctified sacrifice we perform in this one all the time. And everything is installed and ready to go, so we're going to light the sacred fire, and then we will chant the Mangala Charana prayers of our Guru Parampara and our deities. You'll notice sometimes when you've heard these, I have in here the prana mantra for Nityananda as well as for Chaitanya, and the prana mantra also for Balaram, as well as Krishna. So when we come to that, so these mantras we'll chant responsibly. When we're ready, we will be offering into the fire with ghee, tritai, swaha. And so before that, we'll chant these mantras responsibly. I'll say them, and you say them after me. So now while we start the fire, we can have a little kirtan, and then I'll let you know when we're ready to go with these mantras. You can have a play here with this one. We're going to do the fearful Victorian prayers. Just 1 second. You have a cup here?
Yeah.
You have to share one, I guess. Huh? Anybody else want to? Maybe that's all we have, huh? Another one?
There's one here and I put one second down.
Do you
have more on
the cup
like
this? Well, you want to maybe want to do it too. They can share. If you can share that one, you can share this one. We'll share that one. So what we're going to do is 3 drops of water. 1, 2, 3 in the right hand. Sit. And then wash the hand. We have another cup. You want to do? Ready? So say after me. Oh, apavitra, vitrova, sarvavasta, ratopiva, vya, mare, undrikaksha, saya, avyantara, Sri Vishnu, one more time. Again, 1, 2, 3. And wash the hand. You can share with him, then, yeah. Okay, ready? Om apavitra vitrova sarvavasta ratopiva vya mare undrikaksha vaya abhyantara Sri Vishnu Vishnu Vishnu. One more time. 1, 2, 3. And sit. Wash the hand. Om apavitra vitrova sarvavasta ratopiva vya mare undrikaksha
Antarikaksha
Antarikaksha
Baya
Abhyantara
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu.
Okay, look your turn while we get the fire going. You want to take some plates here and put this in there. Just take a banana also. So the Tulsi plant. Okay, we can. You can sit over on this side.